Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY24 conference call of Quantum Papers Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations for Quantum Papers Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the first quarter of the financial year 2024. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is probably to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Pavan Khaitan, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Roshan Garg, Chief Financial Officer. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Pavan Khaitan to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Purvangi. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to connect with all of you again, and welcome to this earnings conference to discuss the company's Q1 financial year 2024 earnings. I'm delighted to report that despite a decrease in net sales realization in the overall paper industry, we had a good year-on-year growth in Q1, and we also achieved an all-time high EBITDA margin of 35% during this quarter due to a better product mix and cost efficiencies. Furthermore, on other operational highlights, we successfully optimized the machine speeds of both PM4 and PM3, resulting in an increase in our operational efficiencies and paper production. In line with our sustainability efforts, we have installed a SEDICEL at the effluent treatment plant for further improvement in the quality of effluent, which will lead to reduction in overall water consumption. We also installed a dust suppression system for agro raw material handling section, which will effectively minimize fugitive dust emissions. Additionally, we have expanded our production capacity for clonal saplings by 8 lakhs at our in-house clonal propagation center as part of the social farm forestry program. On the financial strength side, I would like to inform that we started last year June with a complete restructured debt of close to 600 crores, which after prepayment of such debt is now standing at a total debt of only 350 crores, out of which the restructured part is only 50% at 175 crores and 175 crores is a new loan. So there is a substantial reduction in the restructured debt from 600 crores to 175 crores today. Also, our external credit rating has increased handsomely quarter on quarter. Three quarters we have been upgraded in our external rating and it stands today at an A stable. Now I will request Mr. Roshan Garg, our CFO, giving a brief about the quarterly financials.
Thank you, Pavanji, and good morning to all participants. I would like to provide an overview of our financial performance for the first quarter of the financial year 2024. During the year and under review, our revenue was reported at rupees 313 crores, representing a 14% year-on-year increase. Our EBITDA is rupees 110 crores, which is an 80% increase compared to the same period last year, and EBITDA margin stood at 35%. The significant improvement in absolute EBITDA and EBITDA margins was supported by cost reduction in agro pulp and wood pulp, which decreased by 16% and 17% respectively compared to the previous quarter due to lower prices of wheat straw, wood chips, and veneer paste. Moreover, we effectively managed our costs of chemicals such as caustic, quicklime, sulfur, and sulfur dioxide, which contributed to improved margins during Q1. Additionally, our focus on efficiency projects at the power plant resulted in noteworthy reduction of 16% in fuel consumption per ton of paper compared to the previous quarter. As a result of these efforts, our net profit for the quarter was rupees 65 crores with PAT margin of 20.8%. Thank you. With this, we open the floor to the questions and answers sessions.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Imran from Longbow India Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, can you please tell us how has been the pricing for, let's say, your copier paper and the other uncoated paper category?
₹1,000 per ton in this quarter.
Sorry, sir. I think there was some disturbance in the line, maybe my line. Can you please repeat?
Yeah. So, pricing of copier has been in the range of 85 to 86,000 rupees per ton in this quarter. And for the uncoated varieties, it is closer to about 87, 88,000 rupees per ton.
Right. And sir, this is, I think, significantly higher if we compare, let's say, 1.5 years back, when commodity prices were not very, very high. So do you see this pricing, maybe coming down in the coming quarters?
So maybe in the short term, in the very next quarter, we might see a reduction. But that is a historical change because this is considered to be the lean season. The Q2 of every year is always the lean season, where demand goes down and so does the pricing of all grades of paper. But Q3, we are again expecting the all prices to go up again and reach nearer to current levels.
Sir, can you please also maybe enlighten us, what would be the imported, uncoated and copier paper prices and how they have been behaving to the current new normal?
So imported copier is in the range of about $750 to $800 per ton, but we are seeing an uptrend in them, and we are witnessing an increase of almost $20 per ton on incoming imports of copier paper.
Right, and this is significantly lower on what you have told me, the pricing that you get. So
yes.
85 versus 65 or 70 rupees a kg. Why is there such a high difference in the two same commodities?
So it's with the marketing strength that we have, Imran, and we've been able to create this pan-India. We've got these about 85 to 90 dealers working for us, and we've created a market pull for all our products, and including copier, and it's a product mix that we sort of maintain for ourselves between the entire range of products that we make, which is copier, uncoated, and specialty grades.
Right, I get it. I hope I am not, in between other participants who want to ask question. I just wanted to check with the operator.
No, Gary, on please.
Okay. And sir, one more thing on this copier paper side. So can you please also highlight, how much per kg or per ton transportation cost you have to pay, let's say, when you move 100 or 200 kilometers from the factory?
Well, normally we give supplies in truckloads. We are not distributing in the kind of quantities that may be being suggested. But even over a span of 100 or 200 kilometers, we have, in fact, invested in our own trucks now, and which will cover these shorter distances. But entire truckloads will go, and the logistics cost will be close to about 1,500 to 2,000 rupees per ton.
1,500 to 2,000. And I'm assuming, let's say the competitors, not competitors, but the people who are importing,
yes,
they'll first get the product to the coastal areas, and then from there, do they use road transportation or they go for railways? Because railways is a much cheaper mode of transportation, right? So what is your sense, sir, how they are doing the business, the imported paper guy?
So you're right there. They first need to land on the coastal regions, and then the normal road transport is a normal course of transporting all these goods, because railways, if you say, even though it's more effective, but the entire load becomes much more. The MOQs are much more there for railways. So it's much more efficient to transport all these materials through road.
And if somebody's, let's say, importing from taking the material from Gujarat to, let's say, Delhi, I think that's a decent travel time and distance. So about 1,200 kilometers. So are they spending 6,400 on the product plus 20 rupees on the transportation? This is how the math works.
No, so the transportation cost will be close to about 4,000 to 5,000 rupees per ton, depending on how effectively they are able to arrange transport, and you can add about 4,000 rupees per ton as handling charges for this material at the port. So all in all, about 8,000 rupees per ton is what you can add to the original basic price of 64,000 to 65,000 rupees per ton.
Right. And sir, the raw material that we use, is it locally sourced for the uncoated and the other categories, or do you also import some of the raw materials?
So, Imran, all our material is sourced locally within the states of Punjab, Himachal, and Haryana, and all our agro material comes from these states, and even the wood is sourced locally. So all of this constitutes about almost 95% of our pulp requirement. About 4 to 5% is what we use as imported wood pulp, which is required. The soft wood pulp is required to be added to maintain the dimensional stability of the paper that we produce. That's important.
Right. And the chemicals, they are also within India, or you import chemicals?
All are sourced within India.
All right. Thank you. I am done with my questions.
Thank you, Imran.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Hemant Nahata from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good morning, sir. So I had a question on our CapEx plans. So as I'm aware that we are upgrading some of our machines, just wanted to know whether this will disrupt any volume in Q2, Q3 or Q4 going forward. Have you made some calculation what kind of volume disruptions this will have?
Yes, Eamon, thank you for that question. Yes, we are in this current quarter, which is Q2, we will be upgrading both our PM1 and PM2 one after the other, and there will be a downtime of about 18-20 days on each machine. So yes, correctly assessed by you, there will be a certain downtime on these machines, which will lead to a disruption. But what we've done is that we have made our PM3 and 4 more efficient in the meantime, helping us offset a substantial part of this reduction which comes in from PM1 and 2. So PM1 and 2 are our smaller machines where their capacities are limited, and PM3 and 4 are our bigger machines and will be able to offset a large part of these capacity reductions.
So, sir, if the calculation has to be made, we will be able to achieve at least what we have achieved as a volume during the previous year. Correct, sir?
Yes, we will try and maintain those kind of volumes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Satyan Vadwa from Profusion Investments. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Can you shed some light on what sort of volume you are expecting to do this year, given the second quarter might be a little bit softer? So what should one then expect for the second half and the full year, and how should one be thinking in terms of what the volume would be like for next year post-expansion? And also, what is the sustainable EBITDA per ton that you think in terms of as a margin that you can typically maintain?
So, thank you for these questions. Despite this downtime which we are going to sort of incur on upgradation of PM1 and 2, post-upgradations, there will be an increase of 50 tons per day on these machines. So, at the year end, we expect our increase to be in the range of, or we will sort of close the year at about 1,62,000 or 1,64,000 tons at the year end. And post completion of upgradation of our PM3 and 4, which will happen next year, we are planning to touch 2,00,000 tons per annum.
That 2,00,000 tons would be potentially achieved in FY25, or will that spill over into FY26?
No, FY25-26 we will achieve, because the upgradations on PM3 and 4 will be commissioned. I mean, the commissioning will happen sometime next year by November or December.
Right, okay. Fine. So, basically next year volume will be somewhere in the middle then, I guess. Probably 1.7 or something like that.
Satyan, sorry to interrupt you. Your voice is not coming clear.
Sorry, I was saying, so FY25, one should work with maybe 1.7 to 1.8 lakh tons. Is that reasonable?
FY25, yes. I would say yes. That would be a reasonable figure. We will try and achieve certainly 1.75 lakh tons is on the table for sure.
Okay. And in terms of margin, given the commodity and prices go up and down, but also at some point it becomes unviable for the marginal producers, so what would you kind of, and given your cost advantages, what would you think is a sustainable sort of longer term trend margin to assume in terms of rupees per kg or rupees per ton as your EBITDA margin?
I think going forward, we clearly see the current EBITDA levels are close to about 32,000 rupees per ton.
Right.
I'm sure that we can maintain upwards of 27,000-28,000 rupees per ton, primarily on the back of the fact that when the new education policy comes into execution, there will be a huge demand for printing requirements all across India. All entire syllabus for all classes in schools are under revision, and which will require to be printed in all of the 22 languages of the country. So there will be a huge demand pull for paper production, paper products, and that is going to keep the pricing of paper products on a higher side than otherwise. So I'm very sure that a level of 27,000-28,000 rupees per ton is something which is reasonably achievable.
And these reprints will be required in FY25?
Yes, the education year 24-25,
right? Okay, so starting next year.
Yes, so the work for that will start in about September, October of this year, when all the printers and publishers will start printing these books, keeping them ready for the next education year.
Ah, all right. So that's why you were saying that third quarter onwards, pricing will pick up again.
Oh, sure.
Okay, great. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Mayur Lehman from ProfitMart Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, I just want to understand that now the agro pulp and the wood pulp cost reduced and the cost of chemical also reduced. Which are the reasons will drive the price of the chemical, agro pulp and wood pulp? And what kind of impact we can see after the reduction? If you provide some kind of a numeric data, it would be helpful.
So, Mayur, the reduction has happened because of a reset on input pricing. The price of our main agro material, which is wheat straw, has come down from a high of about 10,000 rupees per ton to a low of about 5,500 rupees per ton today. And that's a huge reduction. On wood, the input raw material pricing has come down by about 2,000 rupees per ton. Chemicals also, there is a reset and about 10-12% reduction in cost of input of chemicals is also being observed. And so all this has led to a reduction of about between 15-17% depending on the way we use these and optimize the efficient use of these materials. So that is what has been impacting and impacting favorably our cost of production.
Okay, sir. And could you please provide some kind of the outlook and the expectation for the next quarter, next 1 to 2 quarters?
That's, I think, would be a forward-looking statement directly on financial results. I would want to refrain from that. But, yeah, we will be trying to maintain our kind of profitability that we have been doing. But the seasonal variations, of course, will impact. For instance, Q2 normally is a quarter which is lower in terms of demand and pricing. So that will have some kind of impact. But Q3 onwards, we hope to see a revision upwards again.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Yash Dalvi, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking up my questions and congratulations on the great set of results. So I had two questions, sir. So what would be the timeline for releasing our pledged shares and reducing the high interest debt that we have as of now?
So the proposal for release and de-pledge of shares is already with the banks. We are very hopeful that it will happen within the month of August. And okay, the high, as I said, the restructured debt already stands reduced from a high of 600 crores to today at a level of 175 crores only. And post this, so all, even the revision in the interest rates for these term debts is in under proposal with the banks. We will see a reduction of close to about 200 basis points or thereabouts in these costs as well.
Okay, sir. And another question is, any updates on the 285 crore capex plans? So can you provide some insights on that?
So we are actually with this very additional and healthy inflow of sort of operational cash flows, we are relooking and reconsidering that entire capital outlay. There could be an increase there. See the upgradation of all our machines. Further, not only restricting it to machines, even our pulp mill upgradation is up for. We are going to incur an expenditure there as well. So we will be finalizing that plan very soon. Hopefully, in the next quarter, we will finalize that and come back to the authorities and the various stakeholders with what our real plan is going forward. But yes, the 285 is possibly going to get upgraded and to be made more effective in terms of making the entire operation more efficient.
Okay, sir. That's it.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from line of Rusty Shah, individual investor. Please go ahead. Rusty, may I request to unmute your line and go ahead with your question, please?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on a great set of numbers. I have a couple of questions. First one regarding the revenue mix between writing and printing paper as compared to specialty paper and how the margins are playing out in each of these three verticals.
So we do about 22 to 25% on the specialty segment, and rest is all writing printing paper distributed between copier and uncoated varieties and map litho grades. So the margins on specialty paper are about 2,000 rupees per ton more than the other grades. Copier is about 2,000 rupees lesser than the map litho grades. And between cream wove and map litho is about 1,500 rupees per ton more than the cream wove grades.
Understood. Second question being, how are we strategically positioning ourselves regarding paper dumping by China and the oversupply?
So the government has put in a PIMS scheme, which is the price import monitoring scheme way back in September of last year, where each and every trader has to declare upfront what is the quantity and price of material that he is going to import under each and every category. So clearly with this condition in place, the imports of all kinds of paper is actually getting monitored, and there is no sort of large scale dumping of paper that is being observed in India. Whatever is coming in is very, very normal sort of volumes. And also the major volumes that are coming in is of a coated variety, which is not really impacting the grades of paper that we produce. We are not into the coated varieties at all. And whatever is getting imported doesn't really impact our operations.
Got it. And last question, sir, should we expect EBITDA margins on the similar lines for the coming quarter?
Well, there is clearly a reduction in terms of pricing for the next quarter, which will have some kind of impact for sure. But we will try and offset that by a reduction in our costs and improvement in our efficiencies. But I think Q3, we should be back into business and should be able to return EBITDA levels similar to what we are doing now.
Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vineet Jain from Wise Investments. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. I wanted to understand what is the geographic revenue mix, sir, for this quarter.
So, Vineet, almost 40 to 45% of our sales happens in the northern part of our country, which is primarily Delhi. About 25% comes from the east part of our country, and about 15 odd percent each, 10 to 15% each from the west and south.
Okay, so are you trying to work out in a way where there is a balance across India?
So this is what works good for us, because one is that Delhi is the prime segment and the prime market for India as a country, where 40% of the country's consumption happens here because of the establishment of a large number of printers and publishers in and around Delhi. So we are quite following the country trend, and we are well placed to serve that need, because we are getting a locational advantage being close to Delhi, where our transportation and logistics costs are under control and more efficiently handled. So I think by and large we are very happy with this, and we are concentrating on maintaining this kind of product mix and geographical mix for ourselves.
Okay. And another question was on expansion, across the geographies.
Yeah, so the fact is that we are working at 100% capacities today, and our existing dealer network itself is very capable of handling the increased volumes that we are going to produce of about 50,000 tons annually. They are very, very well capable. Each of them, even today, would like to take more product from us, but we distribute our products on a sort of quota basis to all our dealers, and we are encouraging all our dealers to partake in the production volumes that we and the operations that we do.
Okay, okay. That addresses, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Dhiren Pauja, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hello, sir. So, just one question on raw material side. So, I mean, recently we have seen a substantial cost reduction in raw material prices. So, these prices look sustainable?
Yes, they do look sustainable. And we are seeing that the average cost for the main raw material, which is wheat straw, is likely to be in this 5,500 to 6,000 rupees per ton. It's only. Last year they had gone up substantially because there was a lot of outflow of material to the neighboring states, which had witnessed a kind of a drought situation, so which is not there this year. There is enough rain and the fodder availability which is happening in the neighboring states.
Got it. And how do you see the price trend for the paper prices in for the, like, coming quarters?
So, historically, the Q2 is a kind of a dampener where demand goes lower compared to other quarters. So, with the demand getting lower, it obviously impacts pricing. Pricing is likely to reduce in the next quarter. But Q3 onwards, with the implementation of NEP and with the advent of preparing for the next education year, there is going to be a demand pull for paper products across the country, which is going to pull back and strengthen the pricing yet again. Q3 and Q4, we're going to see witness a price rise again in all paper products.
Got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Anup Kulkarni from Point Bridge Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I have a question regarding the energy cost. So could you explain that in terms of per ton basis, what is the energy requirement and what are the fuels which we use and what would be our per unit generation cost?
So fuel and energy costs have come down substantially compared to corresponding quarter. Coal, which was ruling at about 14 to 15,000 rupees per ton, is coming has come down and is now sort of priced at about 7 to 8,000 rupees per ton. Power that we are producing with the efficient use of our turbines is costing us about 4.2 rupees per unit. So we are very, very efficiently handling our steam and power production, and the power usage per ton of paper is in the range of about 1,400 units per ton of paper. So that is what I hope I've been able to answer your question.
Yes, sir. Thanks. That's very helpful.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference to Mr. Pawan Khaitan from Quantum Papers Limited for closing comments.
So, thank you all for participating on this earnings con call. I hope we were able to answer all your questions satisfactorily and at the same time offer insights into our business. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our investor relations managers at Valorem Advisors. Thank you and good day.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Quantum Papers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.